prendre. Bon, ben bonsoir. Bienvenue à la rencontre, notre dernière rencontre de ce mandat, le 2 octobre 2025, ici à la salle Héritage. So, good evening. Thank you for attending the meeting, our last meeting in for this mandate on the 2nd of October 2025. And we'll move forward as to all of council received your documents.
Yes.
Thank you. Before we even start, we're going to.
Moi, je pensais qu'on se rendait à 7.1.
Oh, you want to go? Okay. Because you said the beginning, but let's keep on going. Fait que là, so, on va commencer avec la période de questions. We'll start with the
question. Faut qu'on adopte l'ordre du jour.
Oh, oui, c'est vrai.
OK. Je le propose.
I'll second it.
Joanne Meillet, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
It's staying open, Carol.
Yes. OK. Période de questions. Question period.
Hi, André Dubois. 4.5, the hydro land.
Hydro line?
Land.
Yes.
You're purchasing that?
Yes.
10 acres?
We committed to purchasing it, yes, three small lots around the municipal dock.
Three small lots or what? Because the seven-digit numbers total up to almost 11 acres.
It's three lots.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
If you check geocentrists too, it's worse than that. Those lot numbers, it's like we're buying all the shoreline up the river, but that's certainly not the case.
No.
No, but you are buying the land.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, but if you go on geocentrists, let's say, and you click on it, it shows like it's all the
water
shoreline.
Anything. Yeah.
But it's not the shoreline there.
No.
So, and I noticed the one that we have is $124,000 for 4,800 square feet. So how many or square meters? How many square meters what you're purchasing?
Can we give you the amount that we're paying for?
Sure.
I think it's around 35,000.
No, it's 25,719.
25,719.
For all three.
You don't have the meters?
We have the lot numbers. We don't have the meters. But we do have this little map.
You got it on geocentric?
Yeah.
The square meter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says easements of usage or use.
Pardon me?
Easement of use.
Okay.
Would you explain that?
Well, the thinking behind getting these lots is to be able to make more room for when the...
There's an easement of use for Bell Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. What do
somebody
you
has to talk louder because my hearing may be going, but you're not talking very loud.
I said there's an easement of use for Bell Canada. Okay. I guess there's a Bell line there. Okay.
Yeah, there is.
But aren't there cottages after that?
No.
Easement also?
After.
Aren't there cottages after that lot?
Well, yeah, but the road actually goes through there, right? So
right.
Nobody has to go through the land to get to the cottages.
No.
But if the Bell Canada line passes there.
Right. So, well, what's the purchase for? What's the use?
It's for recreation.
It's around the dock, so it's to...
Picnic area, recreation, and extra parking for small vehicles that bring canoes, kayaks, stuff like that. So they're not using the parking that's there right now for trucks and
trailers
that have, put boats in the water.
That's, if I may, Madam Mayor,
mm-hmm.
That's the long-term idea, but the idea is to get public land on the river, which is very, very rare. And paying $25,000 to get three lots
was a big
to make good, them accessible to the public is
good deal.
We want to go for it while we can.
So I recall about 3 or 4 months ago, there was a gentleman in here asking questions about why there was no development in Low Quebec. But you mentioned there was three, what's the word I'm looking for? three possibilities, I guess, of businesses being created in Lowell. You mentioned three. And so could you be more clear? Because you weren't very clear to what the three potential businesses
I don't remember saying three, but there will be some development coming, and I can't say what it is until it's official. It's not official yet.
Well, we can say that it's not related to those three lots. Like,
no, it's not related to that.
It's not related to that.
No.
Is that going to be a marina eventually?
No.
Is that your intention?
No.
As of now, Andre, like, we didn't even budget money like to do anything with the land. Maybe someday a parking for the canoers and maybe a dock for the canoes, but there's no money in the budget this year. We don't forecast money in the budget next year either for it. So someday maybe for the canoers and the kayaks, but that'd be about it. It's not a whole lot of room there, eh? And it's kind of on a side hill, so it's pretty limited on what we can do. And then there's the mountain right in front, so are we going to spend $100,000 blast the mountain? Very unlikely.
So is there still a big demand as it was before when it was Hydro-Québec owned all the land on the river? Now that they don't, it's all private. So is there still a big demand for investing in that area?
You mean for
parking, picnic area, whatever?
That's our vision in the future.
We've talked about it. Getting used a lot.
Yes, yeah. It's nice to get to the river.
Mm-hmm. So are you bounded to keep this land for 100-year lease? Or
buying it.
No, we're purchasing it.
To sell it for $124,000 an acre?
I don't think so.
I guess we could if we'd want to, but it's not the long-term plan.
It's nothing we discussed at all. It was to provide.
It was for the municipality and for the citizens. Because not everybody in the municipality gets access to the river. So having a spot where we can actually use the river, it's going to be nice.
So does it eliminate private boat launches?
What do you mean? Private boat launches.
Like, in the bylaw, you're not allowed a private boat launch.
Well, that's not in the works either, no.
We're not talking about that at all.
Well,
it's not part of
now.
That conversation.
It's a boat launch now.
Yes, but that's municipal.
Municipal boat launch.
Yes.
Our intention is not to block people from doing boat launches. If they get the proper permits from the environment and whatnot, it's not our intention to stop them from doing it, if it's done properly. You put the shovel on the bank of the river and you start pouring cement in without a permit, well, somebody might knock at your door, right? But if somebody gets a permit, does it right, it's not the intention.
Well, there's more to it.
From doing it.
There's more to it, just like, no, there's I'm also, just saying, yeah, I know, environment mixed up and all that. No, but it's not really, it's more
well, the environment side. He said that if they get all the permits in a row,
yes,
then they might be able to do it. We, as a municipality, are not looking to block it.
No.
They have to get all their ducks in a row to be able to do it.
Is it zoned for what your intentions are right now?
We
don't have intentions of development right now. But that was a good question, though.
Around the docks, so mm-hmm. Touristic should be on there.
Tourism, yeah.
Is Hydro-Québec selling it as forestry, as residential, as...
No, there's nothing in the documentation that says that says what type of zone it is.
It doesn't say what type of...
No. Well, look and...
Was it in the documents we had last week? Where was it in the documents last week? In the thick package. Like the paperwork we got from Hydro and all that?
Okay.
I don't have my documents for Monday. I don't know.
Mais tu l'as dans ton paquet.
Non.
So he said.
Got in the...
It says
it's not in the agriculture zone.
It says it's residential.
residential?
Yeah, that's what it says, yeah. Again, no, we're not planning on the house.
No.
Oh my God, low income.
Fair enough.
Anyway, okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Are there any other questions?
Yes. Just to continue with what Andre was talking about.
I'm sorry.
Morris O'Connor. I think for $35,000, it's a really good deal.
25.
25.
25.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Oh,
it's 25.
Yeah.
I
no.
said 35.
Okay, that's even a better deal.
Yeah.
I'll just say that we tried to acquire just one lot at one time from Hydro-Quebec for $250,000.
That's right.
Woo.
And that was ridiculous. Yeah. We couldn't go there.
Morris, this is 4 years in the making. We've been... Yeah. Working with Hydro for 4 years.
We were trying that too, and it just didn't work. What I will just one more remark, maybe for what continue with Andre. One is a mountain, one is a swamp, and one is a perfect lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get that perfect lot for $25,000, you only need that one lot. I mean, really, really, honestly. So
exactly.
That's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, later I could show you on the map.
Pardon? Mm-hmm.
After I could show you the map that we have. You've seen it, so.
Do you have another question? No.
I think Jonte had one.
No.
Not yet?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, là, pour accepter le procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenue le 2 septembre 2025 et le procès verbal de la séance extraordinaire du conseil municipal tenue le 19 septembre 2025. To adopt the minutes of the regular meeting for the Municipal Council held on September 2nd, 2025, and the minutes of the extraordinary meeting of Municipal Council held on the 19th of September. I need a...
Je propose.
I'll second it.
Joanne Maillé, Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
That is number three, right? Ça, c'est le 3.1?
Oui.
Oui,
3.1. Je dois faire le dépôt d'un procès verbal de correction. Je vais en faire la lecture.
Okay.
Peut-être après, si vous voulez, je pourrais le lire en anglais aussi, mais si vous voulez...
OK, je vais le lire en anglais.
Parfait. Procès verbal de correction du règlement portant le numéro 2025-003, décrété une dépense de 500 000 $ et un emprunt de 500 000 $ pour l'acquisition d'un camion pour la collecte des matières résiduelles. Considérant que l'article 202.1 du Code municipal du Québec autorise la directrice générale et directrice trésorière de la municipalité à apporter une correction au règlement portant le numéro 2025-03, décrétant une dépense de 500 000 $ et un emprunt de 500 000 $ pour l'acquisition d'un camion pour la collecte des matières résiduelles de la municipalité du canton de l'eau, plus qu'une erreur de date apparaît à l'annexe A du dit règlement et est évidente à la simple lecture des documents soumis à l'appui de la prise de décision. Par ces motifs, la correction suivante a été apportée à l'article 3 du règlement portant le numéro 2025-03, décrétant une dépense de 500 000 $ et un emprunt de 500 000 $ pour l'acquisition d'un camion pour la collecte des matières résiduelles, lequel a été adopté lors de la séance ordinaire du 2 juin 2025, à savoir. À l'article 3, il est inscrit que le conseil est autorisé à procéder à l'acquisition d'un camion pour la collecte des matières résiduelles, telle qu'une affaire d'estimation détaillée préparée par M. René Télémaque, directeur général adjoint et greffier trésorier adjoint, en date du 23 mai 2025. Il doit se lire, plutôt, que le conseil est autorisé à procéder à l'acquisition d'un camion pour la collecte des matières résiduelles, telle qu'une affaire de l'estimation détaillée préparée par M. René Télémaque, directeur général adjoint et greffier trésorier adjoint, en date du 29 mai 2025. Donc, c'est juste une correction de date. Le présent procès verbal de correction est joint au procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenu le 2 juin 2025, et entre en vigueur à compter de sa signature. En foi de quoi, la souligne à rédiger le présent procès verbal de correction le 25 septembre 2025 et le règlement portant numéro 2025-03 est modifié en conséquence. Le procès verbal de correction est déposé lors de la séance du conseil municipal du 2 octobre 2025.
Ça, c'est pour le règlement d'emprunt seulement, right?
Oui, oui. C'est juste une correction de date.
C'était une correction de date dans le procès verbal.
Fait que là, je vais le lire en anglais. I don't think I could... be a speed reader like Miriam. Anyway, so minutes of correction to bylaw number 2025-003 to decree an expense of $500,000 and a loan of $500,000 for the purchase of a truck for for the collection of residual materials. So whereas section 202.1 of the Municipal Code of Quebec authorizes the Director General, Clerk Treasurer of the Municipality Township of Lowe to amend bylaw bearing number 2025-003 to decree an expense of $500,000 and a loan of $500,000 for the acquisition of a truck for the collection of residual materials for the municipality of the Township of Lowe. Since an error in the date appears in Annex A of the said bylaw and is evident upon simple reading of the documents submitted in support of the decision taking. For these reasons, the following correction has been made to Article 3 of the bylaw bearing number 2023-003 to decree an expense of $500,000 and a loan of $500,000 for the acquisition of a truck for the collection of residual materials for the municipality Township of Lowe, which was adopted at a regular meeting of June 2nd, 2025. Namely, Article 3 states that the council is authorized to proceed with the acquisition of a truck for the collection of residual materials, as shown in the detailed estimate prepared by Ronnie Telemac, Director General, Deputy Director General, and Deputy Clerk Treasurer, dated May 23, 2025, and should read that the council is authorized to proceed for the acquisition of the truck for the collection of residual materials as per the detailed estimate prepared by Mr. Ronnie Telemac, Deputy Director General and Deputy Clerk Treasurer, dated May 29, 2025. These minutes of correction are attached to the minutes of the regular meeting of the Municipal Council held on June 2, 2025, and shall come into force upon signature. In witness whereof, the undersigned has drawn up these minutes of correction on September 25, 2025, and bylaw bearing number 2025-003 is amended accordingly. These minutes are correction are filed at the regular meeting of Municipal Council on October 2nd, 2025.
And that's for the borrowing bylaw. Should we want to buy a truck, the borrowing bylaw is there.
Yep.
Yeah. And the only thing was an error in dates.
So
we're correcting the dates.
Ici, il n'y a pas de... Non, c'est ça. Ça, c'est le règlement.
Merci.
All right. Fait que là, on est là. Là, on s'en va en administration. C'est bien ça? Oui. OK. So, pour accepter le rapport comptable 2025-09, autoriser le bureau de la Direction générale à effectuer les paiements. Compte à payer au montant de 245 855 et 20 sous, avec des comptes payés au montant de 52 672 et 39, pour un total de 598 527 et 59. So, the next, to accept account report 2025-09, authorize the Office of the Director General to make payments. Accounts payable in the amount of $245,855.20 and accounts paid in the amount of $52,672.239 for a total of $298,527.59. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose.
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy, Joanne Meillet. Thank you. Tout le monde est d'accord? Tout le monde est agreement?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oli est arrivé, là.
Continue.
4.2. Pour établir les sous-catégories d'immeubles dans la catégorie d'immeubles résidentiels. So 4.2 is to establish subcategories of building within the residential building category.
I propose.
Joanne Meillet.
Okay.
Maureen McAvoy, everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Merci.
Yes.
OK, là, on est là pour entériner l'offre de renouvellement octobre 2025 pour le régime d'assurance collective de Desjardins, avec Desjardins. 4.3. To ratify the October 2025 renewal offer for the group insurance plan with Desjardins.
Je propose.
Joël Maillet, Maureen Rice. On est d'accord?
Yes.
Oui.
Merci. That's not it. Une 4-4. Pour autoriser le remboursement de l'emprunt PR2, prêt à terme aux entreprises affectées les excédents accumulés non affectés d'une somme de 30 239. So 4.4 is to authorize the repayment of loan PR2, term loan to businesses, allocate the accumulated unallocated surplus of $30,239.
And that was for the gas tax program?
Yes, it was.
Tech, yeah.
I'll propose it.
Do we want to vote second?
Pardon?
You want to do it unanimously?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Joanne Maillet?
Oui.
Okay, so it's unanimous?
Oui.
Unanimously?
Yeah.
You haven't proposed to appuyer unanimously?
Oui, Justin Robert, Joanne Maillet.
Non,
unanimous.
Unanimous?
Oh, ouais, bien.
Unanime.
Même chose, OK. 4.5. Pour autoriser l'acquisition du lot 6-311-574, 6-311-575, 6-311-576 au cadastre du Québec appartenant à Hydro-Québec. Établir les servitudes d'usage. So, to authorize the acquisition of lot number 6-311-574, 6-311-575, and 6-311-576 in the Quebec Land Registry belonging to Hydro-Québec, establish easement of use.
Je second.
Okay, so Maureen McAvoy, Joanne Maillet. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes. Juste pour faire le point, Madame la mairesse, on a eu une question tantôt pour les servitudes. Là. Mm-hmm. Ici, il y a 5 servitudes qui sont mentionnées. Il y a la servitude d'inondation, la servitude de transport d'énergie électrique, la distribution d'énergie électrique et télécommunications, le passage de stationnement puis la protection d'air de travail.
Voilà.
You want me to say it in English?
No, it's good.
Okay. I had it written down.
Okay, on arrive à...
If you want to shorten, but there's two English people in the room here. If you do want to do it in English only, that's my fault.
But we're recording.
Yeah. It needs to be bilingual.
C'est celui-là? Non, on le passe. Hein? Oui, pour 2025-2026.
Oui.
Bon, OK, pour statuer, appel d'offres numéro 2025-100-008, achat d'abrasifs pour la saison 2025-2026, avec option renouvellement pour les saisons 26-27 et 27-28.
Pour ce soir, on fait 2025-2026.
Oui. C'est ça. OK.
Do you want to adjourn in briefly?
I thought it was the other...
Well, it might be both. He doesn't know about either. Mm. I'm just asking.
On peut demander un ajournement pour quelques minutes.
Ouais, parce que sont les deux, they're both back to back.
They're back to back.
No, we're going to.
Okay, we'll go on the other side.
Okay, so.
Je propose
l'ajournement, oui.
L'ajournement de quelques minutes, le temps qu'on.
On va revenir. J'arrête ça?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes. I'll stop it for now.